This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. We are your professors here for Learning University. Learning. You don't need a G.
That's right.
We've cut the G out. Why? Because we can, because we're the professors of the school, so we decide what letters we want in our words.
Plus, we're saving. You save a few G's here or there. You can retire when you're 60.
What's our part of being green? You know,
come on, folks. Being give green, me some buddy. Laughter on that one.
All right. When last we left you, no missiles had been launched by Kim Jong-un. Nor had Hawaii sent out a false alert in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
So, but we do have Fuzzy from Louisiana on the line, and she has a question for us here on Trivia Friday. Good morning. Again, Fuzzy.
Good morning.
Fire away.
I would like to add one thing as far as not watching the Super Bowl. I am a football fan. Uh-huh. I think should be in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
but I do watch the Super Bowl every year, and I'm boycotting this year because of that AmVet ad.
Good for you.
Would you have boycotted anyway, it? Would you have boycotted it if the Saints made it?
No.
Okay. Just to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, for the AmVet.
It's much easier when your team doesn't make it, right? Okay.
Yeah, but anyway. Well, it does make. And it's New England. I mean, you know, who wants to see New England beat another team?
The hated Patriots.
I kind of do.
They are.
All right.
I know.
Fuzzy, what's your question for us?
All right. What president, U.S. president, has the most children, or had the most children?
Oh,
what president
had the most children?
I saw this in. It's 13 children. Yes, it's way up there. But I can't remember which president.
More than 13.
It's 15 children. But see, sometimes I can't.
How many children was it, Fuzzy?
15. Yeah, but I can't, when I start going back past a year, yeah. No, I can't figure out which one was a name of a car and which one was a president. They all just, yeah. You know, President Studebaker. Yeah. President, you know, they just all sort of run together for me.
Hey, Fuzzy, was it a 15 by the same wife?
No.
His first wife died, and he had some by her and
yeah.
some
oh,
by
gotcha.
The other
okay.
one. But still 15 children.
I don't know. I don't know.
His first wife was probably praying to die. After at some point.
Ed's on his own on that one.
I got to get some relief.
All
right.
Relief, yeah. Just an additional bit of trivia. He has a grandson that is still alive.
Grandson. Wow. That dude ought to be speaking at pregnancy center banquets.
Wasn't Bill Clinton.
There right? you go. That's right.
No. This was like back. It's an older one. I just can't remember which one it is.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
He was born when Washington was president.
Yeah. I give up.
You got us.
Deeper and deeper.
John Quincy Adams, maybe?
John Tyler.
John Tyler.
John Tyler?
Tenth president. Had 15 children, 8 from his first wife, 7 from his second wife, who was 30 years younger than him.
Wow.
And he had a child when he was 70. And then that child had a child when he was 75. So that brings us into... I think that grandchild was born in 28, so he's still alive.
Wow. That's remarkable.
I know, huh?
What number president did you say?
10.
10th.
Who can say my granddad was the 10th president?
His granddad or his great-granddad?
Incredible.
His great-granddad?
My understanding.
Because 70 and 75, that's quite a few years there.
No. Years. What year did he? Was he president?
Well,
I don't have the dates he was president.
He was, if you add his grandson was born in 1928, so that's 89 years old right now. His grandson is 89 years old. His father had him when he was 75, and then he was born when he was when John Tyler was 70. So you add 70 and 75 and 89.
That's right.
That goes back a ways. That's an amazing piece of trivia right there.
Yeah, I would ask. I would have a T-shirt that said "Ask me about my granddad." I'd wear that every day.
15 kids.
I have to credit my husband, if I can give him a plug, Gordon. I doubt he's listening, but he gave me this and said, "You have to call this in to Trivia Friday." Because I listen every week, but I don't call very often.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Fuzzy, I saw not too many years ago the widow, the last Civil War widow, died not too many years ago. Mm. But it was the same kind of thing. You know, she was about 17 and married, a 70-year-old guy when he came back from the war or whatever. But she had just passed away and was getting Civil War, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Fuzzy. Benefits. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Fuzzy, calling in. Let's repeat our questions because I have to add two new ones here.
Okay. I have one of my original questions left. What NFL team has the most appearances in the Super Bowl with 10? Second question, a person from New York is called a New Yorker. What do you call a person from New Hampshire? And I'm going to add one just because I like these kind of questions. The word brunch is a blend of what two words? The word brunch is a blend of what two words? What two words do you combine to get the word brunch?
Man. That's a degree of difficulty of 0.5 right there. If they don't know that.
Oh, I
they don't know that. They shouldn't even be listening to radio. They should be going back to school.
Yeah, well, they're in school to find out just how much they don't know.
Here's what I've got. True or false, before he became Elvis Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker's earlier act was dancing chickens. Is that true or false? Second question, which three states share a border with California? Third question, multiple choice. I'm going to add one.
You add one.
Because today is Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
What percentage of time has Punxsutawney Phil been correct with his weather predictions?
That's an excellent question.
Multiple choice.
Those are the years he didn't have a drinking problem.
Was it A, 19%, B, 39%, or C, 59%? Which percentage of time has Punxsutawney Phil been correct with his weather predictions?
You know,
19%, 39%, or 59%.
If they gave an award for the best tourist trap idea ever invented in the history of mankind, the Punxsutawney Phil,
right?
That's going to be in the top five.
You have no idea. 40,000 people gathered this morning in the freezing, freezing cold in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to watch the ground rat come out. And some of those sitting around, standing around with top hats on, and that's been going on since 1887.
Yeah. And you talk about Punxsutawney Phil having a drinking problem.
Yeah.
And that is true, because if you're a groundhog
right.
and you're in a box, except you come out once
right.
a year.
Once a year. You live for once a year.
Oh.
You'd be drinking too.
Wow.
But anyway.
Not that we advocate that.
Okay. No, we don't. We don't advocate that. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Here are my two questions. What's the Fahrenheit equivalent of 0 degrees centigrade? What's the Fahrenheit equivalent? You know what I'm talking about?
Celsius, you mean? Oh, is it centigrade?
Of 0 degrees centigrade. Is centigrade and Celsius the same thing?
Oh, well, I don't know. Another question.
I just know I've told you all this before. About 3 years ago, three or four years ago, a house I lived before this one, you know, running from the law, so I got to keep on the move. But I got my C and my F mixed up on my thermometer.
Yeah,
thermostat rather.
At
home.
Yeah,
you know, for your house, and I couldn't get that thing back to Fahrenheit.
What? No kidding.
It took me about. I probably could have if I'd have called somebody or got the manual out, which I probably threw away. When I moved in, who would ever think you'd need it, right?
Right.
But I had to learn then after a few weeks. I know people are thinking, why did you wait?
Now, did you have English numbers or Spanish numbers? No. You're looking at them. That would throw you off, too, if you had to select
what I was just
English.
Having to guess. Bulls? I was just having to guess what I was on, you know? I didn't know what I was on. Yeah, because it switched from Fahrenheit to Celsius. So I would just sort of give it all a try there and see what we ended up with. I was sweating in the night. I'd go turn it down a few numbers there. never knowing where I was going, really. On that one.
What's the permit set set on? It's set on lower.
Oh my goodness. Lower. That's a devotion. Save that story because you need to tell that and tie that in with you go by feelings and not tie it to your lifestyle to the Bible.
Right.
If you're just going by feelings, that's what you're going to be.
Subjective
getting,
versus objective
getting
truth.
Up in the middle of the night to see how your Celsius, where your Celsius setting is on.
So I'm just going to stick with that one question. What's the Fahrenheit equivalent of zeros? 0 degrees centigrade. That's what my question says.
That's from the Trivial Pursuit.
It says centigrade.
I guess
centigrade is the bug with all the legs. But they just tell how bad the winter is going to be, how fuzzy it is.
Comes out once a year.
Sure.
And doesn't have a drinking problem. Okay, go ahead, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas. Nancy is on the line. Nancy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. And long time no talk to.
Long time no talk to.
Yeah, I mean, like this is like the third or fourth time that I've gotten in. All right.
Wonderful.
So, now, in what you've got left are all so easy, because I've been sitting here marking everything off.
Nancy, you ought to give Ed's a try, because degree of difficulty.
I'm going to answer yours, Tim, because it's extremely easy, because I'm a scientist chemist.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the question.
You're a scientist chemist?
Let me give the question. Combine that and see what you get. What's the Fahrenheit equivalent of 0 degrees centigrade, Nancy?
32 degrees.
So is centigrade and Celsius, is that the same thing?
Yes, it's just two designations of the same scale.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
That's good to have her on. It's nice to have a scientist on.
But now,
a scientist.
Scientist.
Well, you know, I manage the laboratories now. Okay.
The bathrooms, you mean?
What?
Lavatories?
No, laboratories.
Laboratories. Oh, okay. All right.
Chemist and scientist.
Hey, let me ask you this, Nancy.
Chemist.
I have a question.
Yeah.
32 degrees Celsius is the same as 0 Fahrenheit, but does that?
No, you got it backwards.
All right, what did I say?
You said 32 degrees Celsius was equal to 0 Fahrenheit. It's the other way around.
Okay, it's the other way around. Well, let me ask you this. Does that say this? Boy, man, I'm only drinking coffee. And I'm slurring my speech here, and it ain't even noon yet. Let me ask you this. Does that stay the same as you go up or down?
Go up or down what?
That 32 degrees difference.
Yeah. There's a proportional mathematics formula for that.
And there was my problem.
Here's the problem, Nancy. He's still trying to figure out how to do his thermostat in his house.
When my thermostat got stuck on Celsius, and I was trying to figure out, I knew the 32 degrees difference between Fahrenheit and Celsius. And I was trying to adjust that in my mind. That doesn't work.
Hey, Nancy, for the next time this happens, 72 degrees. What's he need to go for if it's 72 American degrees?
22.22.
I like Nancy. Nancy's going to be my lifeline if I'm ever on some show.
That's right.
With a science question. Nancy, I do have a question for you. How come when it's – I'm talking about like the difference between summer and winter. How come 65 degrees feels cold? Cold in the winter, but feels warmer in the summer.
Well, you've got a cockeyed body temperature method going on there, and a lot of it has to do with relative humidities, and a lot of it has to do with the relative amount of sunshine that you're getting.
Everyone thinks
you're drinking.
Everyone thinks I'm asking a funny question, but. To me, in the winter, 65 seems colder. In summer, 65 seems warmer. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It seems comfortable in the summer.
Well, because you're trying to save on electricity in the summertime and setting your thermostat at a certain place.
Yeah.
And then you really turn it down in the wintertime to save on gas. So there.
Okay.
But you shouldn't save on either because I'm in the oil and gas industry. So, use as much gas and oil as possible. All right?
Okay. Hey, Nancy, what's your question for us?
I forgot.
Did you really?
You guys, no, I didn't.
Okay.
No, so I wanted to really answer the Broncos Super Bowl question because they were always my team.
That was the best Super Bowl ever to watch when they beat Green Bay, the first one they won. Anyway, So let's go to the only Super Bowl that's been played that was designated by an Arabic numeral instead of Roman numerals.
Really?
An Arabic?
Like really real numbers that we're used to.
It was designated by an Arabic number, numeral rather than a Roman numeral?
Yes.
I missed that one.
That
must have been a day I was sick.
Okay. All right. Hang on here. All right. Now, this is kind of like a little trick question, isn't it?
Because are the numbers the same?
Here's I'm just going to give a guess, and you guys want to give a different guess, or you guys have an answer?
I don't have any idea.
I don't have
all right,
clue.
I think there was actually a Super Bowl played before Super Bowl One. It was
in current times.
Current times. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Then I got nothing.
Yeah, we're stumped. Which one was it, Nancy?
You're stumped.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It was Super Bowl 50. And the logo had a 50 in gold because the 50th anniversary is the gold anniversary, and they wanted to emphasize that. And who would want to say they won Super Bowl L for loser? Or they lost Super Bowl L for loser?
Right. L, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's Arabic.
Those are Arabic numerals.
Our normal numbers, like 0 degrees C and 32 degrees F. Yeah. Are considered Arabic numerals.
No, they're not. Except they're American.
Those are American. You ought to know that being from
American
Texas,
American
Nancy.
Numbers, and we invented them, and they're ours, and we loaned them to the Arabs. Well, where are y'all getting your history?
Thank you, Nancy. Have a great weekend.
Well, now, I got to say one more thing. Tim Wildman is going to get the distinct pleasure of meeting me next month.
Next month? In Little Rock?
Yes.
You're going with me to the Holy Land?
Yes,
Wonderful. Nancy. Awesome.
And Nancy is smart.
I'm going to know so much science when I get back.
That's right.
With Nancy and Israel.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm going to come back and really impress you.
Nancy, I'll tell you what you need to do to help Tim out, okay?
Okay.
Come up with a list of 20 science trivia questions so that he can have them kind of as backup when questions get
answered. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I need with 100 people to take care of. I need about 30 science questions to worry about. Ed, thank you very much.
Listen, Tim, I'll give them to you.
There you go.
Along with the answers so that you can ask them at Trivia Friday.
That's right. Put them with your passport.
On future.
Then you'll know where they are.
Yeah. Thank you, Nancy. Take care. I look forward to seeing you, sister. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're down to 7 minutes left on this year's show about learning, which, as Ed says, makes people
smarterer, betterer, and more awesomer.
Yes, that's right. And those are words we have patented.
Yes.
Right there. So don't use them unless you want to pay us. who's next, Ed?
All right, we go to Tennessee. Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, illustrious professors.
Illustrious. Yeah,
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it, brother.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
Which one you feel confident about?
Let's go with the Elvis Presley's manager.
All right, this is true or false, Greg. Before he became Elvis Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker's earlier act was Dancing Chickens. Is that true or false?
Well, with my 59-year-old memory, I believe I've heard somewhere before that it is true.
It is 100%. True.
Oh my goodness! Congratulations, Greg.
What?
Are you serious now? He had chickens that danced for him, or he danced with the chickens.
It was a dancing chickens thing. He was managing the dancing chickens and went from that to Elvis.
It actually started. It became a hit TV show there in the late '40s.
Dancing chickens.
Dancing with the chickens.
Yeah, that is some crazy mess right there. Yeah.
Dancing with the chickens.
Greg, what's your question for us? We're short on time.
Colonel Sanders came along and the world changed.
Sure did.
For chickens, especially.
Instead of seeing their name in lights, they saw them on a Dixie paper plates.
On average, what do 100 people a year do with ballpoint pens?
100?
What?
On average, what do 100 people a year do with ballpoint pens? All right, Greg, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, okay? So hang on. All right, sure. That's got to be some sort of injury.
Like you poke your eye out.
Yeah, or like your ear or something where they're scratching.
Draw on your shirt be one of the
draw
ones.
Draw on your shirt. Leak.
Well, you know, well, not draw, but I leak mean get ink on your shirt.
All right, well, we've got three different answers.
I say poke yourself in the eye.
I say do their ear damage their eardrum, and Tim says they leak.
All right. Well, you missed the one part of the head that happens on. I guess evidently because you know how many people do this. They stick the pin in their mouth. It says they choke to death on them.
Oh my goodness. On a pin.
Greg, thank you so much for letting our show go out with with a real downer, brother.
Keep the pins out of your mouth.
Keep the pins out of your mouth. Hey, that's the moral of that story.
That's really good. Yeah. Wow. Gosh, now I've got something else to remember. Don't run with scissors. And now I need to add the pin there if you're chewing on that cap of that pin.
My son Wesley, he's now 20. What is he, 20?
God bless you guys.
Thank you, Greg.
He went to go. We were on our way back from a trip, and we were about 100 miles from home, and he got a crayon jammed in his nose.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had to go straight to the ear, nose, and throat doctor and went in there. He sat down on the chair. He was only like 3 years old. You know, or was he 23? I don't remember. But anyway, he got a crayon stuck up his nose. True story. And the ear, nose, and throat doctor said, "I got one shot. If I don't get it,
it's going back up.
It's going further up in there."
Oh my goodness! Which, so going to the sinus cavity.
Yeah, I don't know what would have happened then.
They'd have to put them under and
probably
do surgery.
Said, "I got one shot," and he got it. He got the crayon.
Wow.
Out of his nose.
Prayers and a good doctor.
Yeah.
And that's why I have push tattooed on the small of my back.
People
pray until something happens.
Under stress.
What was it? What did you said?
People under serious harassment.
Yes, harassment. Yeah. I'm kidding, folks. We got one minute.
You think we can do anything with that?
Probably give our answers.
All right. Listen, get Amelia. Cindy, if you would get Amelia's. Cindy, get Amelia's phone number from Texas. She's 11 years old, and we'll call her next Friday and get her on the show first off. How about that?
Sounds good.
Because she's been waiting a long time.
She has.
And, wonderful.
We appreciate those who call in. I don't have any questions that have gone on.
All right. Well, I've got three unanswered. What NFL team has the most appearances in the Super Bowl with 10? It is the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
See, that wasn't so hard, folks. You should have at least given a guess. What do you guys think a person from New Hampshire is called?
Hamster is what my brother-in-law said.
Hamster. No, a New Hampshireite. New Hampshireite.
That's a mouthful.
It is. And then brunch. What is a blend of what two words, guys?
Boy, I don't know. What do you think,
yeah,
JJ?
That's too hard for me. Yeah.
Wow. What do you think?
Afraid to even take a guess.
What is it, Ed?
Breakfast and lunch.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I thought maybe dinner and supper or something.
Well, I thought it would be answered.
Hey,
easy,
guys, which three states share a border with California?
Oregon, Nevada, and Arizona.
Yeah. That's right. Now, multiple choice. What percentage of time has Punxsutawney Phil been correct with his weather predictions? A, 19%, B, 39%, or C, 59%? What say you?
I'm going 59%.
Me too.
39%. It's still better than most weather
forecasters. And people still come every year for 39%?
Here's the deal. 40,000 people gathered in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania in freezing cold weather to watch a ground rat predict the weather. That's a whole lot of people who have absolutely no confidence in Doppler radar.
Hey, have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back here on Monday.